Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 14. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Let us lay this wisdom of Solomon to heart and learn this lesson. May we ever be content, as Paul the Apostle admonished, to eat our own bread with quietness. One of the chief causes of mixed marriages and impure relationships and wrong business partnerships is the desire to be rich. The lust for power or wealth or control, and the desire for it to come easy. How is such a one enticed? Through food, dainty meats, feasts, restaurants. And so in the end, which God do you end up serving? Your own belly. Such was the plight of Adam and Eve. And ever since then, natural man labors day and night to feed the cravings of his own mouth and belly. God have mercy upon us. So let us learn from our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought his own mouth and belly into subjection under the will of God, by establishing his ministry with a food fast of 40 days and 40 nights. And let us heed the instruction of Solomon to his son, especially if summoned by a ruler to eat in his presence. Because when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. And thus we must especially be admonished to not eat the bread of him that hath an evil eye. Those who flatter with the tongue, but secretly despise others. We must avoid making any sort of bond with them at all costs. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee. That might be what he says with his lips, but his heart is not with thee. Which is why the morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Such relationships will never be blessed by God, and are certain to bring uncleanness, sickness, and grief to our lives. And if these things are true concerning physical bread and meats, how much more concerning the spiritual bread and meat? Those who have corrupted the gospel and perverted the will of God for riches and gain in this world have an evil eye. Their eye is not single. It's not set steadfastly only on Christ, no matter what the cost. No, their eye is evil. Their hearts are divided, and their quote-unquote sweet and dainty meats are corrupted. Their bread is leavened with malice and wickedness. and their end is destruction, because their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame. So speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. And remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Let us keep the bounds where the Lord has laid them, and where the godly men of the past have walked therein. And let us apply our hearts unto instruction, and apply our ears to the words of knowledge. For then, and only then, can we truly avoid the paths of the destroyer. And let us be sure to raise our sons and daughters in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. For truly foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. As our Lord Jesus himself said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent." Let us too deal thus with our children, that in due time they might become the children of the Most High and be delivered from the wrath to come. Oh, how they need to be led and taught and guided and corrected and chastened and instructed in the path of life. For we too were a sheep going astray, but now, by God's grace, we are returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of our souls, our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us not withhold correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 14.